আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রব্বিল আলামিন والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to this beautiful silsila where we will discuss, in brief, the beautiful lifestyle of the third Khalifa of Islam, the third successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, none other than Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But before this, please make as many good intentions as you can to gain maximum rewards. For example, I will listen to this silsila from beginning to end for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. I will note down the important points and try to implement them, try to practice them in my life and encourage them to my family members, my spouse, my children, my friends and in my society. In this manner, whatever other good intentions you can make them now, inshallah ta'ala, to gain maximum thawab and rewards. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razwi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah has recorded a very beautiful hadith in his beautiful booklet, Miraculous Wonders of Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In this hadith, there is shown the benefits of reciting durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the summary of this hadith, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, O people, indeed, the person to receive instant relief from the horrors and accountability on the Day of Judgment will be the one amongst you who would have recited Salat and Durood abundantly upon me in the world. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alika. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, in the lifestyle of Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, there are beautiful lessons and Madani pearls that we can implement in our own life. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam prophesied a heretical event and informed Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that he will be wickedly martyred in this event. Regarding this blessed hadith, the renowned and famous commentator of the glorious Quran, His Eminence Hakimul Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul hannan has commented that there are a few prophecies in this narration. The time of demise of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his place of demise, the way in which he will be martyred, his demise on true beliefs of Islam, true aqaid of Islam, as for martyrdom, death with pure Islamic beliefs is a requirement. And this is exposing his knowledge of what is not perceivable, of the unseen as well. Shaykh Tajuddin Subki, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, has mentioned in his beautiful book, Tabaqat, that a man intentionally looked at a woman with evil desires on a public street. When he came to the court of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said in extreme anger, "You people come before me in such a state that your eyes exhibit the signs of fornication and evil desires. filled with rage. The man replied, after Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has the revelation, the wahi, started to descend upon you? How did you come to know that they are effects of these evil desires of fornication in my eyes? Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, revelation does not descend upon me, but what I have said is true. Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed me with such a vision of spiritual insight that I get to know the inner state and thoughts of the people. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was indeed a man with spiritual insight. Therefore, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu discovered by his miraculous vision the sin of that person which was committed by his eyes and called his eyes a fornicator. That's right, his eyes. Indeed, to see a na-mahram, a ghair-mahram woman, that is a woman with whom marriage is not haram forever, is a grave violation unless allowed by the Sharia. It is reported that he who looks with evil desires at the beauty of any woman, then molten lead will be poured into his eyes on the day of judgment. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Sahih Muslim, it is mentioned that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, fornication and zina by the eyes is to see. Fornication by the ears is to hear. Fornication by the tongue is to speak. Fornication by the hands is to hold. And fornication by the foot is to go towards that place. Now, elaborating on this beautiful hadith and this very hadith where there is warning, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlvi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has narrated and said, zina and fornication by the eyes is to see haram and prohibited things. By the ears is to listen to prohibited and haram things. By the tongue is to speak haram, prohibited things, and foul conversations. And by the hands is to touch ghair mahram woman. By the foot is to step towards evil things. It is indeed very, very, very important to refrain from casting sinful gazes. By Allah Azza wa Jal, the azab, the torment and punishment will be unbearable. It is reported, as narrated in Mukashafatul Qulub, whoever fills his eyes with haram sight, with prohibited things, his eyes will be filled with fire on the day of judgment. Here is an incident to reflect upon. For those who watch movies and television shows and cast evil desires, their sight, their gazes on na-mahram, ghair-mahram women and young attractive boys. Listen, Shaykh Ibn Jawzi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, stated, to see the beauty of a woman is one of the arrows of Iblis, of Satan the cursed one, among his many arrows loaded with poison. Whosoever does not protect his eyes from the sight of a na-mahram woman, of a ghair-mahram, an applicator made of fire will be applied to his eyes on the day of judgment. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, protect your gaze at all times. Do not let it freely wander off, or else it will be cast into the deep pit of annihilation. Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam has stated, take care of your sight as it breeds the seeds of evil desires in the heart, and it is sufficient to invoke fitna and mischief. Sayyidina Nabi Yahya bin Zakariya ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was asked as to what triggered fornication. He ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam replied, to see and to desire. Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded in the glorious Quran, in Surah Nur, verse 30, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Command the Muslim men to keep their gaze a bit low and to protect their private organs. That is much purer for them. Indeed, Allah is aware of their deeds. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it is now clear that Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was definitely a man by virtue of whom karama and miracles, marvels would manifest. Which is why he, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, warned this person about his evil gazes. Let us understand what a karama is. We will also see the definitions of irhas, ma'unat, istidraj and ihanat. What are these terms? These terms are defined on page 58 of the book Bahar-e Shariat, volume 1, which is published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami. Irhas is the occurrence of a wonder unusual to norms through a prophet, a Nabi, before the declaration and announcement of his prophethood. If a similar unusual wonder occurs through a wali, a friend of Allah, a saint of Allah Azza wa Jal, then this is called a karama. It is called ma'unat if it is exhibited by a believer. If such a wonder happens in favor of a non-Muslim or an open sinner, then this is termed as istidraj. And if it is against him, then it is known as ihanat. Sayyidina Imam Malik, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, once visited that part of Jannatul Baqi, the holy graveyard of Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahullahu Sharafa wa Ta'zeema, which was known as Hash Kawkab. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stood over there at a spot and said, a person will be buried here soon. And sometime later, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred and the rebels created such a clamor and discord at his janazah, at his funeral, that he could not be buried near the Grand Green Dome. That is the Grand Green Mausoleum, near the mausoleum and the mazar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor in the cemetery of Jannatul Baqi, where the other Sahaba ikram alayhimur ridwan were buried. Instead, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was buried at a place that lies afar and is known as Hash Kawkab. No one could even imagine that he would be buried there, as no graves were present in that area at that time. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Adi bin Hatim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that on the day when Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred, I heard with my ears that somebody was saying aloud, Abshir ibn Affan bi rawhin wa rayhani wa bi rabbi ghayri ghadban. Abshir ibn Affan bi ghufran wa ridwan. That is, give Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu the glad tidings of comfort and fragrance. Tell him the delightful news about meeting with Rabb Azza wa Jal, who is not displeased. And also give him the glad tidings of forgiveness and the pleasure of his Rabb Azza wa Jal. Shaykh Adi bin Hatim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has further stated that he looked around, but he did not see anybody. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been reported that some of the close companions of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu took his blessed body to Jannatul Baqi at night, taking advantage of the darkness. They were digging the grave when suddenly a large number of riders entered into Jannatul Baqi. And these people, these companions, got frightened. The riders said aloud, "Do not fear. We are here to take part in his burial." Hearing this, people's fear was removed and Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was buried in peace. Upon returning from the graveyard, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan swore to the people that the riders were in fact angels, malaika, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is reported that a caravan of pilgrims reached the illuminated city of Madinatul Munawwarah, zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'zeema. All the pilgrims went to visit the holy tomb of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an, except one very unfortunate person who was very disrespectful, in fact, who did not visit it because of his hatred and his disrespect of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He gave a lame excuse that the shrine, the tomb is very far away. On the return of the caravan, a wild beast growlingly came and attacked this disrespectful person and tore his body into pieces. Witnessing this brutal and terrifying scene, all the travelers said with one voice that this is the consequence of disrespect towards Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you noticed? Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is indeed the Prophet's companion, bearing a very high rank. One should not harbor any misconception that the person was killed because he did not pay a visit to the sacred tomb. Contrarily, that is, it happened so because he was a blasphemer of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and he did not pay a visit due to his grudge against Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear Islamic brothers, indeed, to be close to the companions by loving them, indeed, is for those who are fortunate. And we should also try our best to inculcate their love in our lives and to practice upon their teachings. Their lives are lessons for us. Because all Sahaba Ikram, alayhim ridwan, followed in the footsteps, the beautiful and blessed footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we too, if we follow them, we will be following in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the true understanding of deen. May Allah azza wa jal protect our iman and inculcate and put that true love of Sahaba Ikram, of Ahlul Bayt, of Awliya Allah, and indeed of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam into our hearts and grant us success. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have heard some points about the beautiful lifestyle of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. In particular, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the third Khalifa of Islam. Please stay tuned to Madani channel and join us next time inshallah ta'ala for more beautiful information and authentic information about the blessed Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Caliph of Rasul, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq.